Iran has slammed as provocative, meddlesome and worrisome a U.S. agreement to establish a safe zone in northeastern Syria. Iran's foreign ministry spokesman said the U.S. move blatantly violates Syria's sovereignty and its territorial integrity. Abbas Mousavi said the move is also against international law and the U.N. Charter. He warned that such measures by Washington would lead to regional instability and insecurity. Last week, the U.S. and Turkey agreed to set up a joint operations center for what they called a safe zone along Syria's northwestern border. Turkey is seeking to remove YPG Kurdish militants from the area, which is under their control. And for more on that story, we're joined by Bijan Tafassuli, international legal analyst from Hamburg, and Yusuf Mawri, a journalist and political analyst from Detroit. Welcome, gentlemen. If I can start with Mr. Tafassuli in Hamburg. Mr. Tafassuli, do you see this as an attempt to destabilize Syria, this agreement between Turkey and the United States?
Absolutely. It's just the continuance of what has been a long-running trial of the American imperialist state of trying to destabilize not only Syria, but the entire Middle East. And from an international law standpoint, it's absolutely illegal. You cannot just trade parts of the territory of another nation. It is only up to the Syrian government as a sovereign decision on what they do with the terrorists and when who they want as their allies to defeat those terrorists.
Right. And Mr. Mawri, again, this is a deal between the U.S. and Turkey. Isn't it something for Damascus to decide on?
Well, I mean, if the you have a Syrian nation, you have the Assad as the president, he controls most of the land in Syria. The problem is the war that happened, it basically paved the way for countries like Turkey and the U.S. to intervene and try to secure their interests one way or the other. It's clear that the U.S. and Turkey did not achieve what they were hoping for when, you know, as a result of the war, which was, you know, they wanted the dismantlement of the Syrian regime in its entirety. But, you know, they would still consider it now somewhat of a success if they can somehow carve a piece of Syrian land and declare it as a safe zone for Turkey, or this could perhaps even turn into a military base for both U.S. and Turkish troops to operate in. You know, before the war, Syria was a stable nation, their economy was thriving, and today Turkey is, you know, there's militant groups on the ground, and U.S. and Turkey will now hope to declare a safe zone, which they will leverage towards their own interests.
Mr. Tafassuli, do you see this as an attempt to split Syria?
Of course, and to term it a safe zone is an absolute misnomer because, as my colleague just said, Syria was a safe and stable state before foreign intervention by the United States and its sponsored terrorist groups. And what the end goal was for Syria to turn out as a new Libya, where all government was destroyed, and they wanted to see a failed state that would bring terrorism all over the region. But with the help of Assad's allies, with Russia and Iran, this was stopped. And so they are now trying to get as much and carve out as much as they can. But I don't think they will succeed.
And Mr. Mawri, we're talking about Idlib province, a region filled with Al-Qaeda affiliated terrorist groups, many other terrorist groups. We can't go through them all. The list is endless. We'll be here till the morning. Why would the U.S. be interested in creating a safe haven for these groups?
You know, the reasons, there's a lot of reasons. Like your guest says, if a country is in a state of instability, if there's chaos, if there's various factions fighting for power, that basically paves the way for them to, you know, enter that country through its proxies or through direct intervention, and you know, gain their interest. You know, they want to keep a close eye on Iran. They want, you know, whatever the outcome is in Syria, if they can get Turkey to establish its base over there, you basically have Turkish, you basically have a U.S. base under the pretext of it being a safe zone. So one way or the other, it's going to seek to destabilize Syria in order to push its interests forward and in order to counter, you know, what, you know, the resistance acts as, you know, Iran, Syria, and, you know, Hezbollah in Lebanon. They want to destroy or disrupt the route. You know, Iran, you know, supports Hezbollah, and it, you know, it finances them with weapons. And if Syria or if the U.S. can establish a military base over there, they'll try to disrupt that route to Lebanon.
On that note, Mr. Tavassoli, reaction by Syria, the government there says that this deal between the Turkey and the United States serves Israel. Would you go along with that?
Well, I certainly know that it serves the U.S. interests in the region. And the U.S. has most interests in, as we have just heard, destabilizing the region and encircling Iran. And they have so far failed. You know, they have tried in Afghanistan, in Iraq, and their end goal, the end goal of the current U.S. regime headed by Mr. Trump is, of course, to threaten Iran. But Iran will not be threatened, and it has shown in Syria that an army that stands by and for its nation can defeat all those U.S.-sponsored terrorist groups.
And Mr. Tavassoli, needless to say, a violation of international law?
Well, of course. You cannot take sides for an insurgent force in a civil war, and of course you cannot start a civil war. And they are just continuing the violations of international law that the U.S. is famous for. And we have just seen that to them, contracts mean nothing.
On that note, we'll end it there, gentlemen. Thank you very much for your contribution. Bijan Tavassoli, an international legal analyst joining us from Hamburg, and Yusuf Mauri, journalist and political analyst joining us from Detroit. Dear viewers, that brings an end to this edition of News Review. Thank you for staying tuned.